The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about the flip side of sharing because, let's be honest, there are some things that just should not be shared.
And if you're pregnant right now, you know how often people want to share information with you that you never asked for. They'll give you all kinds of advice about what you should or shouldn't eat, drink, or do. People love to get chatty with pregnant women.
Yep. And on behalf of all the pregnant women out there, we'd like to say that it is not okay to share your horrible, scary birth story with someone who is going to give birth in a matter of weeks or months. We've seen this happen time and time again, especially at a baby shower.
Yes, we women do love to share the stories of how our babies were born, and that's totally fine, but pregnant women are already nervous about the birth, so they really don't need to hear about the hours you spent in agony or the weird complication that landed you in the ICU. Even though your story has a happy ending, there's no need to give a pregnant woman another what if to worry about as she nears her due date.
Yes, if you really want to share your birth story with a pregnant woman, just edit out the scary stuff and focus on the great parts of the story and how cool it is to be part of a miracle in progress. And then if the pregnant woman says, "Did it hurt?" you just say something like, "Hey, how about those hogs? It's gonna be a great season," and then you get the heck out of there.
Good plan. Speaking of plans, we just published the calendar of events for September, so check it out if you're looking for fun things to add to your planner next month. You can find the calendar on our website at nwamotherload.com,
where moms click.